one of the things that the body code does, it will find toxins in the body that get left behind, whether it's a bacteria or a spider bite or literally anything like that. Can be the energetic of it can be left behind and still do damage in the body until you fully release all of it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to invite our guest on, Miss Jean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Dewey, so I'm just going to dive right into it. We just got done with the energy session and whoa, am I blown away. It was wonderful. I love how you went through each individual body part, each organ, and we even went down an ancestral line to release trapped trauma. So let's dive into that. Tell us about it.
It's exciting. This one's called the body code that we did today, and it can work on everything from skull brains to toe bones and every muscle and organ in between. If people don't know, it's releasing trapped emotions and realigning the body, because the emotions literally can ball up in your system and just slightly misalign things. And that's what kind of brings in pain and aches and all kinds of illnesses to us. Even you can inherit illnesses and you can start releasing those off the body. I did that in my family because so many of the men have died of pancreatic cancer. I'm like, let me at them.
Yeah.
I want to keep mine around.
So we talk a lot on the show really about everything, all forms of healing. I did an episode a few months ago where we were talking about epigenetics, and it was with her name was Dr. Dunn. And we're talking about how energy gets trapped through generations and it starts to build upon itself with different generations. So how exactly does the emotion code allow you to go through and break that generational trauma?
So what I'm doing is connecting to your subconscious, which knows everything and anything about you, your line, anything that's touched you. And what it does is I'm getting answers from it, trying to find what's going to be your release for your highest good. Because sometimes you can go into a session and somebody wants this and this, but their body is saying, no, we're going to do this. Because it's not exact. I don't get to pick where we go. You pick where we go. But the emotions, it could be traumas that are passed down through generations. It could be ideal allergies that are passed through the generations. And that could be like with money or relationships or anything like that. Even for the physical stuff, of course, we know that we see things that run through families. And these are kind of things that you can get rid of just by go back into the history. How many generations? We go back to the creator and release it from the creator, and then each generation and every branch, so we can get it fully released from the family.
For sure. So one thing that I thought was really cool, because right before we started, you asked me, what type of elements am I currently having? So I told you, and you started with those, but you started going so much more deep. And I could honestly start to feel like a movement within myself. You can feel, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it, like a warmth, like an energetic shift. At one point, one of my bones popped and lower back. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
It's a misalign because we were realigning the bones and it worked.
Yeah, it was so crazy. One of my, which was the most interesting part for me, was right towards the end with the ancestry. And when we went back a couple generations, and I'm sure the viewers know at this point that I see spirits and I can see things in my mind's eye. And I saw a ancestor that looked to be some type of witch or something like that. And after you released the trauma, she turned more into a beautiful woman. And then directly after that, you said, now let's release it from the body. You went back to source. And I started to see dolphins. And I'm looking around my room like, what's going on? But is that a common occurrence with your client?
I don't have that many that see spirits. That's new to me. I'm more than happy to hear what's happening, because they say a lot of times, like when you're doing ancestral work, they're gathered around you. They're like, yes, get rid of it. Do it. You do it. Because they want it gone. And it's already too late for them to do it. So they're waiting for their prodigy to step up to the plate and fix it.
For sure. So let's dive back into when you first got started. Like, how did you come across the emotion code and what really got you interested in it?
I am a Reiki 3 practitioner. That's what got me started and all of this, it started because I have a lot of neck pain. I have reverse curvature, arthritis, and severe degenerative disc. And I was miserable. 2 years with a neurologist, and his only answer was pills. And I'm like, that's just not an option for me. I'm too young for that. Well, I went to a Reiki practitioner, and I got relief. And I started with stones, crystals and stones, and I would sleep with a petrified wood in the crook of my neck, and it would help. Then it progressed to acupuncture, but it just didn't last long enough. And then it went to Reiki. I said I did enjoyed it so much. I went 1, 2, 3. And I was like, okay. Then I was there for a while and I was like, I need more. I want to know more. And so I ran into the book, The Emotion Code, and just gobble it up. I'm like, this is what my family needs for healing. Because once you're on the energy side of it, you're like, you can see how much of this work is needed out there. So I did the emotion code, and then I gobbled up the body code. I'm like, oh, releasing traumas and the misalignments. So it's just the most beautiful thing ever. It's changed lives, my life, my family's life. It's just so beautiful. It's hard to.
Well, fascinating to me that you say you started with crystals, went to acupuncture, probably acupressure as well. And then you start learning about the meridians, and then you go into Reiki. I find that to be a similar path. That's the same path that I took. I'm currently looking at taking some Reiki classes and things like that. Why do you think people start off with crystals, then acupuncture, and then move to Reiki?
I guess because it's a more mainstream and it doesn't seem too woo. But once you step off the path into Reiki, then you actually start realizing how, you know, you can control the energy. And when you start feeling it, like when you start feeling it coming out of your hands, you're like, it's so real. This is so awesome. And it just gets so exciting. And then when you start changing people's lives for the better, it's, what am I doing? I was doing an office job and paperwork all 40 hours a week, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is not living, not when you can make such a difference for people.
Yeah.
And that's what made me jump in to think first.
Not when you can truly help someone. And for me, when I first started to be able to feel energy and sense energy, I was just blown away. I was like, oh, this is real. It's funny because when you look at a lot of like religious doctrine, they talk about this in various religious studies about being able to feel like the Holy Spirit and stuff like that.
Yes.
Same thing, different label.
Yes. It is. It truly is. And people just need out. Don't be so scared of it. I live in Tennessee, so I'm in the buckle of the Belt Bible, and it is hard. Even with my own family, it has taken winning them over and showing them how well this works and how it can change you for the better, whether it's anxiety or trauma or anything like that. So it's just wonderful.
I will be fan. I'm from Georgia originally.
Yeah.
Definitely an interesting place to have these topics and talk about these conversations. But one thing I want to dive into, because you mentioned the body code and emotion code. And before we got on, you talked about the belief code.
Yes.
So what are the differences between those three?
Okay. So the emotion code, we just work on random. We work on the heart wall, which we did with you. We took a few emotions off. And what I tell all my clients, I said, once you release your heart wall, if everybody did that before getting your driver's license, we wouldn't have any rage, no road rage whatsoever. Because to me, it amplifies those energies because you don't get to feel emotions for what they truly are because it's going through this filter that we've developed our whole life. The body code is what we just did, and it can work on anything through the body. I haven't found anything off limits. Even cordings and just offensive stuff, like entities and curses and stuff like that. And of course, all the body parts. And then the belief code, this one, you work in how it's like a tiered system. So you start to get your negative programs off. And this is like stuff that's constantly fed to us, whether we're realizing it or not. But then it goes a step deeper with limiting beliefs where you're holding yourself back. Now, this is going to be like one system. And then it goes into like faulty core beliefs and faulty core identities. And these are things usually developed like before we're seven that have been put into our system. And then I go in and we do basically a body code session of anything that is holding that system in place in your body, whether it's ideal allergies or something from the past, inherited or anything like that. And then after you get rid of everything, and then you get to go back up and release everything, all of the statements that came forth in programming.
Oh, wow. I had to write down some notes. I was like, I have a lot of questions.
It is a long. That's what makes it fun to talk about. It's hard to do a quick commercial and remotely say what you do because it's just so much.
Oh, exactly. So I want to go into each one of those individually and touch on those core topics for each of the codes. So starting with the emotion code, and we look at the heart wall. What exactly is the heart wall?
Usually the heart wall, it's an energetic, and it's usually bigger things that happen in our life to protect us, because in like the body code system, you can have a spirit break. Like your heart, you can have a spirit break, or you can have your spirit partially separate from your body. And that's usually where you have an ailment. What happened to me, I was sledding down a hill and went off and hit a culvert and hit my behind, and I couldn't walk for a couple of days. And long story short, when I was doing a body code, I found, because I was constantly having lower back issues, and I had a separation of my spirit and my body. You release the emotions and the alignments, and then you can pull the spirit fully back into the body.
So,
I will stop working.
When you say that, it made me think about, I'm a very open person. So we were talking about during when we were doing my session that something happened at 23. And I was, I don't know, I was in the military. A lot of things happened. There was actually a time, and it might have been around 23, not sure. I went snowboarding and I hit the ground so hard that I felt like the earth beneath me shake. And I remember there was a woman at the top of the mountain. She slid it down and she saw me. She's, oh my God, are you? I was still there. That's how hard I hit her. She said, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And I just had so many really intense traumas that happened around that time period. So it makes sense to me when you say that your spirit was shaken and separated a bit from your body.
Now, it usually takes a little bit of time to, if I've had people severely separated from their system, and sometimes you got to do a lot of work before it'll agree to come back in.
So it depends.
We all have different things in our past, but it's just, it's a really cool thing to even know that happens to you. It lowers your immune system.
Yeah, it's so interesting. A few years ago, I actually hurt my back so bad I really couldn't walk for 2 weeks at all. And a few months, I just still had really bad pain. But getting into the body code, you mentioned cutting cords, and a lot of people talk about cord cutting. What exactly is a cord, and how do you cut it? What does that mean?
So there, okay, it's like an energetic attachment. Like we both are plugged into, and you both pull your energy back and forth. Now, like how I can explain it, like the ones I've cut with my husband. We've been married for 33 years, and we go in your lulls, and I've noticed like when you're in a lull of boredom or complacency, when you cut those cords, we literally go out energetically and remove them, and I will mentally burn them back to each person and then heal, cover and heal where we've cut them back to, so they don't come back. And it just brings the life back to you, because you're not draining each other. Instead of you're holding on to your energy, and they are, like the little story I told you earlier about one of my clients. We cut a cord with someone she had when she was little and hadn't heard from this person in years. And within 2 days of cutting the cord with that person, they called her. I was like, you tell me that's not active, because she hasn't heard from her in years. And then all of a sudden, you release that energetic drain, and It's like, oh, mm-hmm.
So when we talk about cutting cords, because a lot of people think of cutting cords as in getting completely rid of someone out of your life. But yeah, you make it sound as if you can just cut certain aspects of that life out.
Yes. I guess it's not going to bring up. I can't say that any of them would be healthy to a extent. We have our attachments, but this gets rid of the unhealthy stuff that we're holding on to. Because it can be with traumas with somebody or like someone you've had a relationship with. Mm-hmm. And you just quite don't understand why you just can't let go. Or I've had that. And it could be them holding on to you or you holding on to them. But when you cut the cord and you send healing back both ways, it's like a relief off of your body, if that makes sense. Some are good and some are not so good.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? Like the one with was good, it wasn't nefarious. It doesn't have to be nefarious to be a cording, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. Because when we start talking about cutting ties with people, you don't necessarily want to cut complete ties with everyone. A lot of times there's just certain aspects about the relationship and I don't mean relationship as in romantic, it can be any type of relationship.
Yeah.
There are some aspects about that relationship that you need to let go in order to move forward, in order to get back into a healthy place.
Yep. And sometimes it can literally save relationships because we just get caught in those habits.
For lack of better words.
Yeah, it happens, especially when you're in a relationship for an extremely long time. Like my partner and I have been together for 6 years, going on 6 years now. And even now it's just like, all right, let's go try something new. Let's go travel. Let's see the world. Let's do stuff like that. But now I want to jump into the belief code. And one thing that you said I thought was really interesting about that whole system is that your beliefs tend to be ingrained with you by the age of 7. And mm-hmm. I've always heard that show me a child by 7 and I'll show you the man.
Yes. Yep. Let's see. Because we get fed so much and we're so pliable in those ages. And it could be from the church or our parents or a friend. It doesn't matter. If something hits and sticks with you, you're such a bad kid or you're never going to amount to anything. Those get stuck there. But what happens with the belief code? Okay, you're never going to amount to anything, but then it's going to grow and it's going to feed these other feeders like limiting beliefs. You're never going to be anything. You can't keep a job or anything. And it'll keep feeding up the line till it just gets to negative programming. Those are the big things that you got to work your way down to find the core of why all this other stuff is in your beliefs patterns.
And that's so interesting to me because I know when I was younger, I was actually placed into speech therapy because they thought that I couldn't speak. And for many years, up until I would say 3 or 4 years ago, really in the military, but 3 or 4 years ago when I really started to find my own voice and now I can do a whole podcast. So it took a while to regain my voice because in my childhood, people just thought that I didn't know how to speak or that I didn't speak eloquently or I would skip over words. I think I still do, honestly. I'm also okay with that. How do you stop instilling those beliefs into children and then how do you dispel them?
How do we dispel them? As parents, I think we need to realize how pliable they are at those young ages. And I would say restrict access to them because there's good teachers out there and there's bad teachers out there. There's both. I happen to have given birth to a good one, but they're not all that way. And just reinforcing the good stuff with the little ones. Now, I work on little kids. I've worked on my grandkids. I'm going to go off topic again. I was working on a young man, and he had this reoccurring sickness. He was maybe 9. And to the point where the doctors, I don't know what to do for you. I just don't. We're going to send you to an infectious disease specialist because we don't know what's wrong. Why he keeps getting sick, same thing over and over. Long story short, it was a trauma. It took 2 sessions to get the full trauma off of him, but then he never got sick again with that same sickness. That's one of the ways that it manifests in the body. if that makes sense. But I do work on little ones, even my own grandkids.
Oh, wow. So one thing that has always perplexed me is Western medicine and a disbelief in energy work. Why do you think there's such a disbelief with Western medicine when it comes to energy?
I think everybody has fallen into the pharma how. Like energy work and herbal work is quackery. And it's not. I think we're quickly figuring out where the quackery actually pays, because you take this medicine, but you have to take this medicine to offset this medicine. And that's quackery to me. It's like this. But I think people are starting to figure it out and not be scared of it. I think it'll either start with energy work. We'll start realizing, holy moly, it fixes a lot of things, not everything. But then you step into herbals and that's going to fix something else. Even there's no one thing that fixes everything. You have to treat the entire body. You have to take care of the physical body. You have to take care of your spiritual body and your energetic body. And then once we start putting all of those together, then we're going to really make some progress.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. When I talk to people about holistic and naturopathic therapies and medicine, I always have to specify that it's really the Western world that doesn't integrate spirituality and holistic medicine. The rest of the world does. That doesn't mean that they don't utilize Western technology and medicine, because they do, but it's an integration. There's nothing wrong inherently with medicine, but we over-medicate in our country. Right, we just do. People are very quick to run to the pills and very quick for what we'll call like a quick fix. And oftentimes the holistic way is the quickest way.
It can be. It really can be. But I think we've gotten taken away with that in our society with that quick fix. And it's a lot less bother to take one pill a day than to take a tincture three times. But which one is your body going to be able to process better? Because our bodies, it's... petroleum is not its friend.
Not at all. I actually have a friend who was trying to lose weight, and he was already a pretty fit guy. And he just couldn't get off those last couple pounds. And I was like, for you specifically, all you have to do is stop drinking for about 3 months. And he was like, what? I'm like, well, you don't eat sugar. You don't really eat a lot of carbs. So where do you think all of your unhealthiness is coming from? It's coming from alcohol. Not that he drank a lot either. I was like, just stop drinking for 3 months. I promise you, you'll see your abs. Sure enough, because that's all he wanted was to be fit. And I was like, sure enough, 3 months later, he dropped the few pounds he couldn't lose. That's all you have to do. But you don't need to do all the, he was looking at doing supplements and all these other different things. You don't need that. Some people do, but those are like the high-end bodybuilders. Same thing for different types of medicine. You don't need all this engrossed medicine that's going to make your body all toxic.
Yeah. No, and that's funny. One of the things that the body code does, it will find toxins in the body that get left behind, whether it's a bacteria or a spider bite or literally anything like that can be, the energetic of it can be left behind and still do damage in the body until you fully release all of it.
That's so interesting to me that you can find small energies like that. One thing that I found really fascinating about when you were doing my session is, I don't think you have, do you have any medical knowledge or background?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're reading off everything, I have over like about 15 years of medicine, and I was just like, wow, that makes sense. Wow, that makes sense. I just kept kind of almost laughing to myself, and I was just, I don't think that she has medical background. Like it, just the way that you were going through it was so fascinating to me, and it proves to me the validity of everything.
Yeah, it's not like how the whole system works. And I even like with the emotion code, and I have the little thing I go off of, but I intentionally don't memorize it. So I won't let my mind pick where we think we need to go. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
I just mentally block it, that I'm not choosing where we go.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm feeling like I should ask, or I feel like there's someone that wants to know. Hey, how do you know when the energy is released? Because I know how you do it, but can you explain your process when knowing when the energy is released?
I'm asking, is that done? I'll get a yes. And sometimes you get a no, sometimes something, because you do muscle testing, or I'll use my dowser and ask and say, I'll just ask, has this been released? Has this been released? If not, we go back and release it again. And I've had some things that just I can't release. And I don't want to go, it's a medication that I haven't been able to release. And so they have to go in and do the detoxifications of their body in order to get it released out of their body.
Interesting.
So it'll let you, I don't necessarily always get to the end, but you actually have work to do in order to get to the end.
Wow. Interesting. That's really important to know, because the next thing I was going to ask was, do you ever encounter something where you can't release the energy? Because sometimes when you go into these sessions, you have to give agreements before we do so our energies can be connected. But sometimes there's something so deeply ingrained that we're not either ready to let go or willing to let go.
Yeah. It takes the first time I tried to connect to you, it said no.
Oh my God.
He's not paying attention to me yet. And then I asked again.
And so when you were talking about your session, when we first started, it was just like the tip of the iceberg, the things that you talked about. And then once I started getting into it, it was almost like you released. Like you say, okay.
She's doing this, really is doing this. So let's give her this. And when you go in super closed off, you only get superficial stuff.
If you're going to be open, it lets it go deeper and deeper to find what's going on.
That's so funny you say that, because I've always been very protective of my energy. And when we first got started, I was having camera issue.
I was trying to jump
over this big fest. I really wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. And the second I sit down, I went into my own mind, my own spirit, and I was just like, okay, let's open up. And
you can see the progression in the session, how it gets out there. So,
Jade, we only have a few minutes left. Is there something you want to leave with the audience before we go?
I did want to mention that I do actually work all over the world. I have lots of clients in Australia and UK and California, Hawaii, everywhere. So it doesn't matter where you're located at when you do energy work.
And where can people find you?
I'm at energywork.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You can do sessions and go from there.
I highly recommend everyone to at least reach out to Miss Jean. My session was amazing. I think it was great. I think that you all will truly enjoy it. And Jean, I really want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Ryan.
I had a great time.